You know, over the years, I think there's one particular verse in the Old Testament that people tell me it's their favorite verse more than any other verse. And it's in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Most of you know it. It says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." That verse has always captured my attention, because if anything I wanted to be over the years is be refreshed, be strong in my spirit. And this verse promises, but it's a conditional promise. Sometimes we have to meet a condition if we want to get the blessing. The condition is, they that wait upon the Lord. You know, a person can easily say, "Well, I've been waiting on God." But the wait that's talking about in the Bible, there's something you need to be doing while you're waiting. And with God's help, I'd like to just encourage you as to getting that blessing in your life. And would you turn to Isaiah chapter 40? And I like to read the directions the Lord gave Israel in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 25. We'll read the rest of the chapter down through 31. The Lord says to Israel in the Old Testament, now He says it to the worldwide church also, "To whom will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Lord God?" He wants to know, do we have a right perspective of how great He is? He says, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number." And here's an amazing statement. God says He calls every star by its name. We're told there's trillions of stars. Yet God calls each one by their name. And that He is strong in power, not one fails. He continually anoints and causes these stars to remain in their orbit. I think the Lord was sending a message to Israel in that hour that He knows their name, and He wants to put an anointing on their life that would keep them in a spiritual orbit, keep them walking with God. So waiting on the Lord is a tremendous key. I just recently had a first cousin that passed away in Ohio. I didn't get to go back, but I know he was a devout Christian. And at his memorial service, guess what? His favorite verse was Isaiah 40, 31. "They that wait upon the Lord." I'm standing here on the 8th of the month. This was the date of my deceased wife's birthday. And Isaiah 40, 31 was a favorite verse of hers, as it is with many of you. Now, if the blessing is conditional, what is the condition? I want to know. There's a tremendous promised blessing. It was first given to Israel, and today it is also offered for the worldwide church of Jesus Christ. And here's the condition. Almighty God promises a special blessing to those who successfully wait on the Lord. And I hope we can throw a little light on that subject, what it means to be waiting on God. If we do that, He promises as a way of life, He'll renew our strength. It's the Hebrew word kalaf. And just think of God's promise that you have a weak flesh, you have an Adamic nature, but throughout your life, if God has a special anointing for you, it's tremendous. When I think of that promise of God, that He will renew our strength as a way of life. This is very opposite. This chapter, and I'll read it in a minute, has to say, because we don't have to worry about being faint and weary if that anointing rests upon us. And when the Lord told Israel to look up on high, behold all the stars, then in the very next verse, He said, why do you say to me, my way is hid from the Lord? They didn't get the revelation, so many did, but we know that a lot of the heroes of faith are of a Jewish upbringing, and Hebrews 11 says many of them did get the message, and the Lord rested upon that eye. But verse 28 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. His might is tremendous. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that are without might, He increaseth strength. Even youth shall faint, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want to emphasize, because this has been such a key in my life, the directions the Lord gave Israel was they were to look up and see all the stars. And we know so much more about the universe now than then. They talked about stars in the heavens. Now we talk about galaxies. And we learn from scientists that there are probably a trillion galaxies. And they each one hold a great number of stars. We have evidence that our God is so much greater than they had, even in Isaiah chapter 40. And we can say today that not one fails. I mean, we have a God that's almighty. I mean, His ways are past finding out. I understand that light travels 186,000 miles a second. And in space, they talk about light years. Some galaxies are millions, even trillions of light years away. Can you imagine how large eternity is when you think of, say, a billion years going 186,000 miles a second? It's unbelievable. God is past finding out. Since I had that revelation about verse 26, I try every day, and I don't miss very many days. I try to, you know, the word waiting in Hebrew means to twist yourself around and in God's promises. Show your interest in God's word. And I try to lift up, and then in that scripture, and if I brought prayer requests to God, and then while I'm waiting, I want Him to know how great He is. And I tell Him how great He is. I twist my faith, and it's amazing what God does. I was thinking in our country's history, I'm aware of an event that happened in 1968, and I have a record of it in my files. Now, I've never preached it from the pulpit, But I'd like to share that with you today because it reveals to me the greatness of God and how when we pray, we have every reason to believe Him and trust Him for the answer and to wait on God. Part of waiting is expectation, if you were to look it up in the Hebrew. But here's the incident that I want to share with you. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but it happened in 1968. That would be, 49 years ago in our country. And the testimony came from the lips of Herbert J. Hoover, the head of the FBI. And here's what he said. I recall vividly an instant which occurred just before Christmas in 1968. He was the head of the FBI at that time. A college student, her name was Barbara Jane Mickle, was kidnapped in Decatur, Georgia. And he says, that's a very evil sin and atrocious crime. And he said, every available resource of the FBI was mobilized to locate the young girl. Time was important, and clues were few. But her family was pretty wealthy, and they had put up money to pay for the person that had taken her, that they would free her. And so here's what the director of the FBI said. 3 days later, an anonymous call was received from our Atlanta office, and the caller quickly gave instructions for finding a capsule. And that was a breakthrough. He said, our FBI agents raced to the location given by the anonymous caller. It was a wild area with many vines, scrub bushes, and trees. And the FBI director said, I was informed by telephone of the situation. And he said, along with my associates, we don't hear this about too many politicians today, he said, we prayed. And to me, this is not only an example of how when they finally found her, his testimony was that probably the prayers that went up from the FBI in Washington were responsible for her being, not those prayers only, but a part of it. The FBI people raced to that scene that was described by the caller, and they didn't have any luck finding it. It was a spot of disturbed ground, broken twigs and everything, bushes and trees. As the December day began to grow dark, the agents wondered, what about, was this just a fake call? Or was this call true? Is it just a cruel hoax? But what then from deep in the woods, there was a cry from one of the FBI agents. What appeared to be a freshly dug grave he had spotted. Agents quickly converged on this spot. They could hear a knocking noise from under the ground. If you were interested in finding some of the details out, you can get it on the internet. I got these 20-some pages that gave me all kinds of details how Barbara Mackle was kidnapped and buried alive. But there was a couple of pipes that came up out of the box that she was in, so it provided air so she would be alive. And this FBI agent heard knocking coming from under the ground. I get tears every time I read this. He said, our agents began to dig furiously with shovels and boards, even with bare hands. Soon a wooden box was uncovered. In it was Barbara Mickle, shocked and hungry, but alive. She had been buried in a capsule for some 84 hours. Of course, she had air coming down through those pipes. They were planning to release her after they got the payoff. Here's what J. Edgar Hoover said. We believe at the FBI that our prayers made the difference that day. To pray by faith and then maintain a spirit of expectation is what waiting on God really means. Barbara published a book in 1971. Richard Nixon, the President of the United States, had encouraged her to write it. Debbie, you've seen the TV movie 83 Hours Till Dawn. That was, I don't know if it's still around today, but it was made in 1990. I just think of the miracle was involved when I read how Barbara Mickle was kidnapped and buried alive, and she's alive today. That's a tremendous testimony. I thank the Lord that, and I want to encourage everybody here, you couldn't do anything more healthy than when you get up in the morning as you look up into the sky. Make that something that you twist your spirit in and tell God how great He is. And I try to do that every day when I get one magazine I like to get every month is the astronomy magazine, because it keeps me up to date of all the new discoveries and things that they're finding about the stars and the galaxies in the heaven. I mean, there's so much happening that we should have far more faith than what God would expect His people to have back at the time of Isaiah chapter 40. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you that waiting on God has just this, the word tells me that if we make an effort to, when I pray and you make a prayer request, you've got to twist yourself, involve yourself in a particular scripture. And as you endeavor to do that, then you can live in expectation of the answer that would come. It was amazing in the FBI director's testimony how he felt that the people in his office in Washington were greatly responsible for finding Barbara Mickle. And I trust if you do get that material out of the internet, you can just print it out. I think Cindy printed out some 21 pages for me, but it gave me such tremendous details of that miracle. And today, I'm just standing here saying that life is short on this earth. Eternity's forever. God spoke to Israel and He spoke to the church. I mean, you're only here 70 years and 10 or more of God. I've had more, but what God wants us to make our lives fruitful in our witness until the time we go. And that's why it's so important to have a freshness of God come upon our lives. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I think it's something that God wants to happen as a way of life. Keep us strong. The reason He wants us strong is that we will fulfill the purposes that He has for this earth, and that's to witness to as many people as we can and encourage them to prepare for eternity. I think that as I read the astronomy magazine and just the editor himself, he said there are probably a trillion galaxies in this vast universe. I mean, that just staggers the imagination. It makes me know that how great our God is. And of course, the goal of a lot of the space scientists today is there other life up there? Will we be able to send somebody up there to find that life? I don't believe that scripturally. I would accept that I could be wrong, but as far as this earth, God says He has appointed the bounds of man's habitation. I believe this is the place that God has brought the redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ, and He's preparing a people for eternity. And the other night, Cindy and I were invited to speak out at a Feast of Tabernacles service in Cherry Creek Park. This is the time of the year where the Jewish people celebrate that great feast day. And I had a chance to share some of these notes, and I had Cindy come and help me. We just prayed for people that God would bring that refreshing into their life. I mean, you can't really do what you need to do for God unless you're refreshed, unless you're strengthened. And we felt a tremendous blessing. And I feel today that I don't have a long message, but I think this is an important message. And I would like to, for as many people as I can pray for, even individually, if you want to come up. That's a decree I would make over your life, that you would have the blessing of Isaiah 40:31, that you could renew your strength. And God wants you healthy so you can be a witness for Him. Just this last week, I felt God open up an opportunity for me to say something to a particular person who I'd never witnessed to before. And at that very moment, I just felt that anointing of the Lord. I mean, God will anoint us to do His word. So I would like to do the same thing today in concluding this service that, as we did out at Cherry Creek Park. Pray for those that would like to have special prayer. And maybe the musicians could come up and have some background music, but Bob can help me. Cindy, you ought to come and help me. You were a part of that the other night. Here's a young lady down here that's moving to Florida, I think. We ought to pray for her. And hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them are without might He increaseth strength. If that's you today, God's anointing can follow you right here today. I mean, we're waiting on the Lord. And the promise of blessing that God promises is to renew our strength. How many would like a special touch today? Hallelujah. I think we need it in the church in this hour. Hallelujah. I'll leave it to you guys.